Just sinking into the breath. We're going to slow down a little bit today. Now I know these times where we come together like this, they are a slowdown. But there are times when these transmissions, of course, are more activating for the mind. There are pieces of information that we're discussing, things that we're sort of looking at and unpacking. And but today, right now, we're going to slow it down. Now that's a different kind of relaxed state. Knowing that there's not going to be pieces of information that you need to understand or be really present and alert for. The human aspect of the mind, that which decodes pieces of information and recognizes patterns and analyzes data and all of that kind of thing. It's realizing now, okay. I don't have to be on right now. So we're going to get a little slow, a little bit spacious. Sinking into the container, calling forth the container. There are going to be periods of silence also today. Within which, in the container of the silence, which is, of course, arising within that greater container of our group configuration, which is an alchemical container, it is an activating container. It is a nourishing and supportive container. It is a pure plasma light container. And in those periods of silence, know that your dear body is sinking back into this pool of light. And it is integrating. We're doing something very important today, actually. And that is, we're going to practice finding self. Returning to self within this great messy soup of frequencies and patterns, information bundles, frequency bandwidths that we are navigating, and more specifically, that the body and the human construct are navigating. So today, with very little effort required, oh, we love that. With very little effort required, we're going to sink in, and you're going to tune to just you. Remembering that in the very moment that you begin to connect consciously to this group configuration, to my morphic field, to the morphic field of our combined energetic frequency bandwidths, from that moment, you are held in that embrace, you are suffused with potentials. The light codes. And the resolution codes, the patterns of resolution. Because your great soul consciousness, light frequency and energy consciousness is anchoring in this human physical form. And so it is that we show up, even in something like this ascension configuration group, we show up in the quantum field with the resonance of a human physicality and all of that entails. From the photonic light and the biophotons and the crystalline matrix of your physical body, all the way through to trauma imprints in your nervous system. And so remember this, when you tune to this group configuration, you're then accessing the full bandwidth of every single master that is in this group. And if one, just one, has healed, resolved, transmuted, or alchemized a distortion pattern, then that resolution pattern exists then for all of us. You can access it instantaneously. Whether it is mending a broken bone, or dissolving a tumor or a cyst, resolving a pattern of addiction, experiencing joy and peace where there was once despair and depression. That pattern now exists as a sort of template that is a part of the very complex quantum pattern that we create, our group energy creates. And it is available to you. And that is why today we're going to be a little more still and a little more silent from this. You're probably thinking, she keeps saying she's going to be silent and she keeps talking. I hear you, okay. Do you notice how we laugh pretty much every time? Oh, we could do a whole transmission just on laughter. Maybe we will sometime. The beautiful, bright, crackling, sparkly sort of energy that arises in that. instantly elevating. Hallelujah. So the reason I keep talking so that you really, really have a rich, juicy understanding of what it means to sink into silence within this container. It is a very, dare I say, active stillness. And let us say very poetically, the very companies of heaven are singing to you in the silence. And it is you. It is you at your highest levels. The music of the spheres swirls around you in this kind of silence. Find yourself. Don't seek master. Find. We could also say that this way. Feel your self. Breath. Softness of skin. Beating heart. Small mind can even be fluttering about with little thoughts. It doesn't matter. Letting the body sink back. Into the plasma light field. That is this alchemical container. deepening your expansion. Allows for a greater access of the light codes and the quantum configurations that are a part of your unique soul signature. And that then becomes available to the group, and it also shifts the configuration of that pattern in the field, that complex quantum morphic field that is all of us together. We are repatterning one another. Feel that. Feel yourself land, nest, anchor there. Find yourself regardless of what other energies or patterns are in your proximity, even if they are in your head, as it were, in your own mind. Practice and line up here. The thoughts that are in your head are not you. There are aspects of the brain and the subtler mind that are simply receivers of frequency and interpreters, meaning a lot of what is in your mind you your receiving antenna and apparatus are simply receiving ambient patterns, frequencies. That is not you. Sink deeper than that, because there are more and more times yet to come wherein your receiving apparatus is going to be deluged and thoroughly discombobulated with what it is picking up. And it will be very difficult to discern truth. And that can be very destabilizing for the human psyche constructs, the human aspects. Practice finding self, sinking into that luminous pattern in the field that is you at the highest levels. Find what alignment with self feels like in your body. And that will be your point of safety. When other aspects of the human construct get destabilized, parts of your body that are giving you pain signals . They are not you, by way of saying they are not the you, the self that we are endeavoring to find, feel, sink into, line up with. The pain signals largely are the body consciousness telling you about energy bundles that are no longer a vibrational match to you, that you continue to hold on to. Or it is very possible that you are in the process of alchemizing them. You must sink in and be able to discern that. Am I still clinging to this energy bundle? Therefore, I am perpetuating its existence. I am forcing it to attempt to stay in that sort of vibrational proximity of what ultimately has leveled up. The whole of you has leveled up. And I'm continuing to grasp, hold on to, engage, and on with this energy bundle. Is it that? And if so, then you can take action or it will be forced upon you. That's how crunchy things are going to get. But that is your choice. or the body is moving through an alchemical, a transmutation process. And it is doing so still within the third, fourth dimensional bandwidth, which means matter, time, effort, meaning it is going to take time for matter to rearrange itself, to reflect your new alignment, your new up-leveled state of being, and on and on. Occasionally, pain is indicative of it is like an energy bundle. Within you, that is still a vibrational match to the lower third dimensional matrix. It is the body using its, what is available to it, to get your attention, as it were. Right now, whatever pain signals your body may or may not be giving you, it is a part of the you that is listening to this right now. It is a part of you. Meaning, we're not going to struggle against it or be in resistance to it. It is not ultimately the highest, purest aspect of your being. Just for now, let it be. The pure light of your true nature, the power of the light that you are, the power of this amazing alchemical container of this group energetic, all of this is doing the work right now. Sink back. Find self.